أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته الأقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فمن كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه وانصر من نصره واخذل من خذله وأدر الحق معه حيث دار وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم نحن بنو عبد المطلب ما عادانا بيت إلا وقد خرب ولا عاوانا كلب إلا وقد جرب ومن لم يصدق فليجرب صلوات Congratulations to all of you respectable brothers and sisters and all the mu'mineen and mu'minat all the believers of walayat and all those who care about justice on the occasion which the Holy Prophet calls it as Akbaru A'yade Ummati, the biggest of all the Eids of my Ummat. Eidu Ghadirikum Akbaru A'yade Ummati. Our beloved Prophet says that the Eid of Ghadirikum is the biggest of all the Eids of my nation. Which our scholars consider this ni'mat of walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam as a ni'matul uzma, the biggest ever blessing of Allah. There is no blessing of Allah which is bigger than that. Tonight we are here to commemorate the occasion where our beloved Prophet is guaranteeing the security through the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the security of the kalima of La ilaha illallah. So nothing can happen to the kalimatul tawheed because of the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Nothing can happen to the kalimatul risala Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And we are finding that on this unique occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain unique arrangements. Since our Holy Prophet, just for the sake of my kids who are present here, so they know the historic perspective of this event as well, as Prophet was returning back from the occasion of the farewell Hajj, Hajjatul Wida, we find this verse of Holy Quran which I recited in the beginning was revealed on the Prophet, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O the Messenger, convey what has been revealed upon you, what has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you don't, then you have done nothing. You have done no risalat. That means the message of Allah, in other words, has not been conveyed by you. And Allah is going to protect you from the people. So we learn that first of all, the message is not from any human. The message is actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we rightfully believe that the wali and mawla, the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appointing Imam Ali to be the Khalifa. It's not the Prophet, it's not the people. Imam Ali is made Khalifa by Allah himself. So those people who believe that they have the right to elect their Imam and Khalifa and leader, they must understand that they fail to understand the concept of Risalat of Rasulullah. Was the Risalat appointed by the election of the people? If the Walayat of Imam, who is the Wasi and Khalifa and deputy of the Prophet, was there to be done by the elections of the people, then it would make sense that the Risalat can also be done through the elections. But when the election, there is no election in the Risalat and messengership of Rasulullah, there is no room for any group of people to come up and say that we can elect our own Khalifa. This statement itself reveals they failed to understand the Risalat of Rasulullah. So, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. This is from your Lord. This message is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet is there to convey. So we don't say that Prophet installed Imam Ali alayhi salam. We say Allah installed Imam Ali to be the Khalifa and Mawla. Prophet announced the walayat of Imam Ali. So anybody who can mess around with the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam must understand that he is actually messing around with the risalat and with the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha rasulu balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik wa in lam taf'al fama ballaghta risalatahu. Who are we? And what is the value of our prayers and fasting when the entire risalat of Rasulullah, the seal of all the messengers, whose risalat is considered to be the summary of all the prophets of God and their prophethood and their nubuwwat. He is the summary of the nubuwwat of all the prophets and most superior of all of them, when his entire risalat that personifies the nubuwwat of all the previous prophets plus his own nubuwwat, which is superior than the nubuwwat of all the prophets of God before him, when this entire nubuwwat is going to go down the drain, having no use, if the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam is not to be announced by the Prophet on behalf of Allah, then what is the value of our prayers and fasting? What is the value of our ibadat and worships without the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Is there room for a person to think that I can succeed on the day of judgment? Not even your belief in risalat and tawheed is accepted without that. So Prophet commanded all the people who went forward, they were brought back. And people who were walking behind, Prophet awaited for them. And when all those 120,000 companions gathered in the burning sands of the Ghadir Khum, that's where the Holy Prophet delivered the biggest sermon of his life. The biggest sermon of his life is the sermon of Ghadir, which was not delivered. The biggest sermon of his life was not delivered in the comfort of his own home. It was delivered in the burning sands of Ghadir. Look at the arrangement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People were putting their aba over their heads to block the sun rays. So it was so hot. And in those extraordinary situations, there is an extraordinary announcement made on an extraordinary member. Because there was no member available in the burning sands. And we find that the Aqtabil Ibil, the saddles of the camels were gathered. And Prophet went atop those saddles, and that's where he delivered the largest sermon of his life. And then finally, the time comes where Prophet, and read says the Hadith al-Saqalain. Hadith al-Saqalain, inni tarikun feekum al-Saqalain, kitab Allahi wa itrati. For the sake of your information, this Hadith al-Saqalain is part of the khutbah of Ghadir. This is part of the khutbah of Ghadir. Prophet, before coming to the point, he mentions the Hadith al-Saqalain. Inni tarikun feekum al-Saqalain. I am leaving behind among you two valuable things, or two weighty things, a siqlain. It can be read in Arabic in both ways. Kitabullahi. Hablum mamdunum bayn al-ard was-sama'. The rope of which is extended from the earth to the heaven. And itrati, ahl bayti, and my family, ahlul bayt. The narration which is found in Sahih Muslim, brothers and sisters, does not say, even to this date, does not say, inni tarikun feekum al-saqalain kitab Allah wa sunnati. This is what mullahs have made up on their own. Sahih Muslim, even to this date, does not say kitab Allah wa sunnati. Even the Sahih Muslim, which is published by the Wahhabi regime, does not say kitab Allah wa sunnati in Sahih Muslim. It says kitab Allah wa itrati. But those people who are deen is darbari, we can do nothing about that. If they learn the religion from the darbar of the taghuts, then there is no guarantee for this religion. So we find that Prophet has announced kitab Allah wa itrati, ahla bayti, my itrat and ahlul bayt, wa innahuma lan yaftariqa hatta yarida alayya al-hawz. And in some other narrations, it is narrated in so many various, you know, little bit variations by so many narrators in so many books. We call it Hadithun Mutawatir, which is the best category among the 34 categories of Hadith that we have in Ilmul Hadith. Hadithun Mutawatir is the best possible category of the Hadith. It is narrated by so many people in so many little bit variations of the words and so many different books, that the reciter and reader will automatically end up having yaqeen in the contents of the hadith and in the fact that Prophet has certainly said it. This kind of hadith is called hadith al-mutawatir. And then Prophet says that innahuma lan yaftariqa, these two are not going to get separated from each other, hatta yarida alayya al-hawd, until they meet me at the fountain. So the nur of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are inseparable from each other. And they will meet the Holy Prophet. This nur will continue to be inseparable until they meet the Holy Prophet at the fountain of Kawthar. This is a prophecy of Rasulullah. This is a news about the unseeable world of ghaib. That Prophet is already informing us that Quran and Ahlul Bayt will never get separated from each other. So now, this, brothers and sisters, this is a guarantee. We learn so much in the light of Hadith al-Saqalain. So we learn, first of all, that there has to be a member of Ahlul Bayt, a ma'soom imam surviving till the day of judgment, because Quran is there to survive till the day of judgment. Because the Prophet has already said Quran and Ahlul Bayt can never be separated. Hadith al-Saqalain is a concrete evidence about the wujud of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Because Quran and Ahlul Bayt can never get separated, and Quran is there to stay till the day of judgment, this hadith itself is enough to prove the wujud and existence of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, because Quran can never get separated from Ahlul Bayt. There has to be one member of Ahlul Bayt surviving till the day of judgment, isn't it right? This hadith itself is another evidence for the fact that there can be no alteration and tahrif and changes in Quran, because the defender of Quran is there, which is inseparable from Quran. Hadith al-Saqalain itself is a daleel, academic evidence that there can be no tahrif in Quran. Hadith al-Saqalain is another evidence about the ismat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because it takes a masoom to defend the entire nur of Quran, who has to be in sync and harmonious totally with the entire nur of Quran, and that takes a masoom to be completely in sync with the nur. So Hadith al-Saqalain is another evidence for the ismat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. And we find
that obviously when Prophet says that innahuma lan yaftariqa, these two are not going to get separated, it also means that anybody, any Muslim who claims that I want to take one of the two. Isn't that right? There were some people who claimed Hasbuna Kitabullah, Book of God is enough for us. So let's evaluate that statement in the light of the khutbah of Ghadir. Because Prophet has said, Innahuma lan yaftariqa. These two certainly are not going to get separated from each other. So we find that anyone who claims that one of the two is sufficient for us and he is there to leave the second is actually saying that he is leaving both of them. Because both of them cannot get separated from each other. So it's like, just like if somebody says, I take Quran and I lose Quran. Obviously, Quran minus Quran is equal to zero. Isn't that right? 1 minus 1 is equal to zero. Because these two are never going to get separated from each other. So it will be just like as if somebody says, I'm going to take Quran and leave Quran. So Quran minus Quran is equal to zero. Isn't that right? So unless and until you take both, actually you are losing both of them. So if you take one and you are losing the other is not going to get separated from this one. So you are actually losing both of them. Isn't that right? So now anybody who claims must remember that they have neither Quran nor the Ahlul Bayt, and thus it is an evidence to prove that they have neither the belief of Risalat nor the belief of Tawheed with them. Because this is the summary of the entire Risalat of Rasulullah. This is the usara and summary of the whole message of the Prophet that he is leaving behind among us, Quran and Ahlul Bayt. So if we are leaving one of them, we are leaving both of them, and leaving both of them means we are leaving the Risalat of the Prophet, and leaving the Risalat of the Prophet means we are leaving the Tawheed of Allah. So we find that it does not mean, brothers and sisters, that Imam of the time always carries a Quran in his pocket. That would be a very unfair explanation. This is not what the Prophet says. What we learn in the light of the Hadith is the noor of Ahlul Bayt can never get separated from the noor of Quran, because they, each of those two, are reflecting each other. If Quran can come in the human form, it would be like Ahlul Bayt. And if Ahlul Bayt can come in the word form, it would be like Quran. And let me put it in other words. If Allah can come in the human form, Allah cannot come in the human form because He is not a jism, He is not a body. But if we can suppose, isn't that right? Our philosophers have said, you can suppose anything. Farzul muhal laysa bi muhalin. Supposing an impossible is not impossible. You can always suppose an impossible. That's what we say in philosophy. So we can always suppose the impossibles in the mind. Isn't that right? Let's suppose for a moment that Allah comes in the human form, which He can never come because He's not a body. But if Allah was there to come in the human form, He would either be in the form of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or in the form of Amirul Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Because we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already said in the Holy Quran about the ayatul mubahala, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. See, Allama Hilli, rahmatullah alayh, such a great scholar of our history, who became a mujtahid before reaching the age of bulugh in Islamic maturity, he writes in his book that نَفْسُ Rasul مُسَاوِيهِ. Somebody who is categorized by Quran as Nafsur Rasul. He is the self. Imam Ali is the nafs and self of Rasulullah.
he is considered to be equal to the Holy Prophet. Nafsur Rasul Musawihe illa Nabuwa. The nafs and self of the Prophet is equal to the Prophet except for the Nubuwwat.
Please say salawat. So after defining, Prophet already prayed to Allah. It's a done deal. His dua is already accepted. Prophet prayed to Allah.
Then and there, so we find that in the narration of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal,
Prophet had repeated that sentence four times. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تُخَلِّفُونِ فِي الثَّقَلَيْنِ
فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تُخَلِّفُونِ فِي الثَّقَلَيْنِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تُخَلِّفُونِ فِي الثَّقَلَيْنِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تُخَلِّفُونِ فِي الثَّقَلَيْنِ Four times. That means, look how you are going to behave after me regarding the two valuable things. Look how you are going to behave after me regarding the two. Four times he repeated the sentence. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says in his narration. And then Prophet comes to his point. The point where he's making the remarkable historic announcement. The same announcement that Prophet used to do since the beginning of his life. For the Prophet is nothing new. Those are silly people out there who say that Prophet did not announce. It's so unfortunate, brothers and sisters. Nowadays we find some of those so-called intellectuals cropping up, and they are claiming that Prophet did not announce the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam explicitly. He announced it implicitly. What kind of so-called intellectuals are there who are trying to mess up with the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam? And they fail to forget. They forget the fact that since the beginning of the mission of Rasulullah till the end of his life, all the biggest announcement that Prophet has made in the largest amount was, and the most important emphasis that Prophet has laid was over nothing but the walayat of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam. So much so that the mushrikeen of Makkah ended up saying, "Hadha rajul junna fi aliyin." This person has become crazy about Ali.
Bala Digar Salawat.
The misuse of intellect. This is not called intellectualism. This is the misuse of intellect. And you try to mess up with the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. You fail to forget why Hazrat Adam was taken out of the paradise. Did you fail to remember that incident?
This shajara, it's there in the hadith. The shajara from which Prophet Adam ate the fruit was actually the shajara of the ilm of the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt, which he does not deserve to get that level, high level of the knowledge of the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt.
Did they fail to remember
that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since he blew into the body of Prophet Adam the nafkhatun rabbaniya, which carried the noor of the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt, Allah commanded all the angels and shaitan to bow down in front of this noor, which is now put into the roof, into the body of Prophet Adam. The hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam says that this sajda was kana lillahi ubudiyatan. It was an ubudiyat towards Allah. Wa ta'zeeman wa ikraman lana. It was for the ta'zeem and respect of us.
This was the respect of the noor of the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt in addition to the ubudiyat of Allah.
And since the beginning of Da'wat of Zulashira, we find Prophet is announcing about the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this guy comes up and says that in the name of intellectualism, open-mindedness, the Prophet did not announce the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam explicitly. What else you call explicit? Every now and then he's talking about that. So we find that Prophet asked the question to the crowd.
Ayyuhan nas, Prophet said actually, man awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. Please pay attention. That's a very important discussion.
Man awla nas bil mu'minina min anfusihim.
who among the people, in other words, which I'm paraphrasing these narrations in my own words, who among the people has more authority and walayat? See, walayat means hukumat. See, mawla means hakim. Walayat yani hukumat. Isn't that right? So just like today we use walayatul faqih, means the hukumat of faqih. Walayat means hukumat. So, Prophet is asking the question, man awla an-nas bil mu'minina min anfusihim? Among the people, who has more walayat and rule over the people than the people have over their own selves? Look at the question of Rasulullah. Look at the uniqueness of the question. Who has more control and power over your own selves among the mu'mineen? Who has more power and control and rule and right of governance over the people, you know, of the mu'mineen as compared to their own selves? That means they don't have as much power as that one, that person has. Who's that person who has more power than you yourselves have over your own self? And people reply, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Messenger knows best. And that's where Prophet continued to say, Inna Allaha Mawlaya. Allah certainly is my ruler. Mawla means ruler. Allah is my ruler. Wa ana mawla al-mu'mineen. And I am the mawla and ruler over all the believers. And then Prophet said, Wa ana awla bihim min anfusihim. And I have more power of governance over the people than they have over their own selves. That's the description. We don't have to worry about discussing the meaning of mawla. The meaning of mawla is discussed and mentioned right there in the hadith of Rasulullah himself. So if you want to misinterpret the word mawla in the meaning of a ghulam or halif or friend, so do you consider the Prophet to be a ghulam and Allah to be a ghulam? Ask on your own selves. Prophet says, Inna Allaha Mawlaya. Allah is my Mawla. So what is Allah? Allah is your ghulam? Allah is the friend? Is that what you try to interpret? If you want to put the meaning of Mawla as a friend, then remember the same meaning will be applied to the Prophet and the same meaning will be applied to Allah as well.
Inna Allaha Mawlaya. Allah is my Mawla. وَأَنَا مَوْلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And I am the Mawla and ruler of the believers. And I have more power, أَوْلَى بِهِمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ. I have more power and control and governance over them than they have over their own selves. And that's where he made the point, فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ. Now whomsoever considers me to be his ruler, then this Ali is his ruler. So we find that in Farsi they say Ali Mawla bidan ma'ana ke paygambar buat Mawla. Ali is Mawla in the same meaning in which the Prophet is the Mawla. So whatever meaning you want to take for the Prophet, make sure the same meaning is applied for Imam Ali alayhi salam. فَمَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ. Now somebody can come up and say, well, we also accept Imam Ali to be respectable, to be Khalifa, but he's the fourth Khalifa of ours. Well, the answer is also given then and there by the hadith of the Prophet itself. Because in Arabic, when two things are coming one after the other, we use two words in Arabic, either summa or fa. When you are trying to mention the sequence, A comes after B. So between A and B, you use the word either summa in Arabic to tell the sequence or the word fa. Now grammatically speaking, the difference between the word summa and fa is that al-fa'u lit-tartibi bit-tisali wa summa lit-tartibi bin-fisali. That means fa in Arabic grammar is used in a place where you are trying to say that the thing which is coming after you is right next to you without a gap. Whereas when you use the word summa, it means the thing which is coming after you is going to come after a gap between in the middle.
So Prophet did not say, فَمَنْ كُنْتَ مَوْلَاهُ ثُمَّ عَلِيٌ مَوْلَاهُ. So there can be a gap after the Prophet. Prophet said, فَمَنْ كُنْتَ مَوْلَاهُ فَهَذَا عَلِيٌ مَوْلَاهُ. This Ali is the Mawla by using the word fa in the middle. Unless if somebody wants to, wants to deceive himself, going against the rules of the grammar. The Arabic grammar says to us that the fa can only be used in a place where there is no gap between A and B. If there was a gap possible, then Prophet would have used the word summa man kunta maulahu summa aliyun maulah. So Prophet said fahada aliyun maulah, not summa hada aliyun maulah. Isn't it right? Now, Prophet had decided the destiny. There's no room for us, for me and you, to sit down here and discuss the destiny of those who deny the walayats. Because that's already decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this haris person, mal'oon, comes and objects on the Holy Prophet. You asked us to pray and we started to pray. And you asked us to fast and we started that. And so forth, the ibadats and worships of Allah. And now that you are leaving and departing this world, you are appointing your cousin to be our ruler for the Islamic Ummah. Is that from your own self or is that from Allah? And if that is from Allah, I ask Allah to send down His punishment on me. And that's where you find. And he demanded Allah to send down the punishment. Allah takes the enemies of the walayat very seriously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has these principles. Just like Imam Ali alayhi salam used to take the enemies of Allah very seriously. Imam Ali alayhi salam is so merciful. He can forgive his own enemies. But he can never forgive the enemy of the Tawheed of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does similarly. Allah does not forgive the enemy of the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So Prophet has already said in his hadith that لَوْ أَحَبَّكَ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ كَمَا يُحِبُّكَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. If the people of earth loved you the way the people of heaven love you, ma azzaba ahadam minhum bin nar, Allah would not have punished none of them in the hellfire. So we find that people of the hellfire are actually punished because they are the enemies of the walayat of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. That's the custom built place. This Jahannam is custom created for the Mu'anideen and Mubghideen of the Walayat of Amir al-Mumineen, which is the guarantee for the Risalat and Tawheed of Allah. So let's keep in this mind. And the punishment arrived and guy got killed straight away. So Prophet also had prayed, Allahumma mansur man nasaru. And the dua of Prophet is always mustajab. Oh my Lord, help the person who helps him. Wakhzul man khazalahu. Deceive the person who deceives him. And then he said, Allahumma mansur man nasarahu, wakhzul man khazalahu, wa adir al-haqqa ma'ahu haythu dar. And revolve the haqq wherever Ali goes. So Prophet did not say that, oh my Lord, take Ali wherever Haq goes, so tomorrow somebody can come up and say, well, I am the Haq and now Ali is supposed to follow me. Isn't it right? Anybody could have claimed, well, I am on Haq and now Ali ibn Abi Talib is supposed to follow me and my government. Prophet did not say that, oh my Lord, take Ali wherever the Haq goes. Prophet said that take Haq wherever Ali goes. So no one has the right to claim those kinds of claims. Wherever Imam Ali alayhi salam is going, he himself is the madhar of Haq and his path itself is the Siratul Mustaqim.
نبی علی سے جدا نہیں ہے, علی کو دیکھا, نبی کو دیکھا. Subhanallah.
Ahsant. I have written a hadith from the Holy Prophet that I want to share with all of you, and this is narrated in the Amali, Kitabul Amali of Sheikh Saduq Rahmatullah Alayh, where Prophet has said, please pay attention, Inna halaqata babil jannah min yaqutatin hamra. The circle, you know, in old days there used to be a ring hanging on the doors, outside the door, so anybody who comes to the house of someone, he basically knocks the ring, and there was no bell in those days. They used to, you know, move the ring and slam it on the door so the person inside the door can understand there's somebody at the door. So the paradise also has a halaqa, a circle hanging at the door. Now let's pay attention to what the Prophet is informing us. Inna halaqata babil jannah, the circle of the door of paradise, min yaqutatin hamra, it's of red ruby. Ala safa'ih al-zahab, on the plates of gold, in other words. And fa'idha duqqatil halaqatu ala safha, when the circle is hit over the golden plate, when the circle is hit over the golden plate, فَإِذَا دُقَّتِ الْحَلَقَةُ عَلَى السَّفْحَةِ تَنَّتْ وَقَالَتْ يَا عَلِي. The circle, when it is hit over the golden plate, it makes the sound Ya Ali. That's about the circle. The circle at the door talks Ya Ali. So everyone who has to enter into the paradise has to be familiar with the statement of Ya Ali. Anybody who's not familiar with the statement of Ya Ali must understand that he has nothing to do. He has no unsiyat with the paradise. Because this paradise is something which is the Qaseem of the paradise. Al-Jannatu wa Naru li. Didn't the Prophet say, the heaven and the hell belong to me? وَعَلِيٌّ قَسِيمُهُمَا, and the distributor of the heaven and hell is Ali. So Imam Ali Islam is going to distribute all the people who are going to go to heaven or hell. It's his decision. It's his decision. He's the distributor of the heaven and hell. And Prophet has rightfully said that, Ya Ali, مَنْ قَتَلَكَ فَقَدْ قَتَلَنِي وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَكَ فَقَدْ أَبْغَضَنِي. Whoever kills you, kills me. Whoever hates you, hates me. So this is very important, brothers and sisters, as we are coming to the end of the speech, that we understand the condition of this walayat, which is the biggest ni'mat of Allah. Everything has its conditions, shara'it. And the shart of the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam is also there. And we need to fulfill that condition as well. So we find that actually anybody who wants to be on the side of Imam Ali alayhi salam must remember that the same condition applies to the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which applies to the risalat of Rasulullah, which applies to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one standard condition, and that standard condition is that you cannot side with the enemies of Allah. You have to do the tabarri. In Arabic we call it tabarri. In Urdu we call it bara'at. You have to do the bara'at from the enemies of Allah and the enemies of the Prophet and the enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Because if a person does not do the bara'at from the enemies of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this kind of claim of love is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. Like my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafadahullah was saying in his tafsir, that rutbatut tabarri muqaddamatun ala rutbatit tawalli. That means bara'at from the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and the Prophet and Allah is ahead of announcing your love towards Imam Ali and the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to first disassociate yourself from their enemies. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has already said in his hadith, Kazeba. Kazeba man za'ama mahabbatana walam yatabarra min aduwina. Anybody who claims our love but does not disassociate himself from our enemies is lying. Kaziba, jhoot bol raha hai wo shakhs jisne hamari mohabbat ka dawa kiya magar hamare dushman se barat nahi ki. Jhoot bol raha hai wo shakhs. Imam Sadiq al-Islam is not ready to accept this claim, self-proclaimed declaration of love without us disassociating from their enemies first. And the reason what my teacher says is that La ilaha comes first and illallah comes later. So you have to first negate all the taghuts and false gods, all the zalimeen, all the marhabs of yesterday and today. Not just the marhabs of yesterday. Imam Ali Islam did his job. He did his fariza. But the marhabs of today as well. Because Quran and Ahlul Bayt are there to stay. Till the day of judgment, they cannot be separated from each other. Isn't that right? So we have the same obligation applying on our neck so that we don't give a hard time to the walayat of the imam of our time the way those so self-claiming followers of Imam Ali Salam gave him the hard time. That the same mawla, the time arrives because he didn't have the support, the taghut had put the rope in the neck of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali Salam. Isn't that a very pathetic chapter of Islamic history? You know, a woman, you know, cries with blood. That Mawla was put into so much pain that these kinds of taghut who were at the bottom of the hellfire are putting the rope in the neck of Amir al-Mu'mineen Islam, and he is doing sabr for protecting Islam and the unity and wahdat of Islam and Islamic Ummah because he doesn't have support. And Salman Farsi was silent because he knew that Mawla is doing the sabr. And Abu Zar took out the sword and he was stopped by Imam Ali al-Islam because there were no supporters. In the hadith of Imam Baqir al-Islam, these are very important discussions, brothers and sisters. And this is the best time when we are discussing the walayat. So we realize our responsibility towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt because there is no success without it. So we find that Imam Ali al-Islam stopped Abu Zar. Salman was on the 10th level of Iman. He thought, why should I when Mawla is not doing it? Look at his perspective, which is so good. And Mawla was not doing because he didn't have the support. According to the hadith of Imam Baqir al-Islam, there were only 12 men in the city of Medina. We are not talking about the women. The men, among the men, there were only 12. In the city of Medina, 120,000 ashab were there. In the city of Medina, there were only 12 Muslims remaining who were steadfast on the walayat and the bayat of Imam Ali in that the occasion of Ghadir, because Prophet took the bayat after the announcement. The tent was installed in the presence of Rasulullah. All those ashab came and did the bayat towards Imam Ali al-Islam in the shahadat and presence and witness of the Holy Prophet. So now they are breaching the covenant of Ghadir. And finally, the taghut is putting the rope in the neck of Imam. And Mawla has to do the sabr to protect Islam. So let's not cause, because of the lack of our support towards the walayat today, let's not cause our Imam to face the similar hardship. That's the lesson we need to learn. So Aban bin Taghlib lives in Kufa and he comes to meet Imam Sadiq al-Islam who's living in Medina. And Aban, when he's returning back to Kufa, Imam Sadiq al-Islam says to him, إِذَا قَدِمْتَ إِلَى الْكُوفَ, when you go back to Kufa, in other words, فَرْوَي لَهُمْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ, and narrate this hadith for them. إنه إذا كان يوم القيامة وجمع الله الأولين والآخرين فيسلب منهم لا إله إلا الله. Imam Sadiq al-Islam is telling Aban bin Taghlib, a Shia coming from Kufa for the ziyarat of the Imam, when he's going back to his hometown Kufa, Imam is telling him, narrate this hadith there, that when the day of judgment happens, إذا كان يوم القيامة وَجَمَعَ اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ, and Allah will gather the earlier and the later generations, يَسْلُبُ مِنْهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, Allah is going to snatch away from them La ilaha illallah. So basically, nobody can dare say La ilaha illallah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can fakingly say La ilaha illallah, fabricated version of La ilaha illallah. Illa man kana ala hadhal amr, except the person who was steadfast on the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. Only those people who were sticking on the walayat of Ahlul Bayt are the only people who can say La ilaha illallah in front of Allah, because their La ilaha illallah is the real La ilaha illallah, and that's what they deserve to say because they fulfilled the condition of La ilaha illallah, which is the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wa inna walayatahu la tuqbal, Prophet has said, and his walayat is not accepted illa bil bara'ati min adahi, except through the barat and dissociating from his enemy. That's how the walayat is accepted. So we have to be very careful how we behave towards the walayat of the Imam of our time. And Quran and Al-Bayt can never be separated. We learn in the Hadith of Saqalain, which is part of the Khutbah of Ghadir. So if you want to know how much close you are to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, it's very simple. Just see how much close you are to the Quran. Because Noor of Imam alayhi salam is inseparable from the Noor of Quran. So whatever we do towards Quran is what we are doing towards the Imam, and whatever we do towards the Imam alayhi salam is actually what we are doing towards Quran. How much importance do I have towards Quran and its values? لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُمَّ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. In every ummah, we sent a messenger with, you know, أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, that worship Allah and keep away from Taghut. نَنِنِ مَوْلَانَا هَمْ تو یہاں رہنے کے لئے ہمیں کہا بھئی ہم بھی یہاں رہنے کے لئے آئے ہیں, ہم یہاں کوئی مرنے کے لئے نہیں آئے. دین بیچ کے رہنے کے لیے آئے ہیں, اس لیے نہیں دین بیچ کے رہنے کے لیے آئے ہیں کہ پیغمبر اکرم نے پہلے ہی فرما دیا کہ ہمارے نفسوں کے اوپر پیغمبر اکرم کو زیادہ اختیار حاصل ہے ہمارے اپنے نفسوں سے. اتنا اختیار تو ہمیں بھی حاصل نہیں ہے. We ourselves don't have that much right of rule over our own life and decisions and life and property and dignity and عزت and نفس and جان and مال and آبرو that the Prophet have over our own selves. So he has to decide what we are supposed to do. And finally, before I come to the end of the speech, it is very important to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he provides us the tawfiq to value this ni'matun uzma. So we find that la dina liman dana Allah bi ta'at al-zalim. The person who obeys a zalim, he does not have no religion. The whole religion is negated. La dina liman dana Allah bi taqwiyat al-batil. Anybody who lives a life where he is doing the taqwiyat and strengthening of batil, this person has no religion. This does not combine with the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There is no room for a person to combine the support of Taghut while he's believing in the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So we find that this kind of walayat of Imam Ali, with disassociating ourselves from zulm and zalimeen of yesterday and of today, this is the message that we learn from the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that is the condition for the acceptance of the walayat in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and condition for the acceptance of the kalima of La ilaha illallah. So we find that this dua, I would like to request all of you to please read the dua along with me. Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana من المتمسكين بولاية علي بن أبي طالب عليهم السلام وجعلنا من الطالبين بثاره مع وليه الإمام المهدي عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم عرفني نفسك فإنك إن لم تعرفني نفسك لم أعرف نبيك. اللهم عرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك. اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ظللت عن ديني. Oh my Lord, give me the ma'rifat of yours, because if you don't, I will not end up having the ma'rifat of your prophet. Oh my Lord, give me the ma'rifat of your messenger, because if you don't, I will not end up having the ma'rifat of your hujjat. Oh my Lord, give me the ma'rifat. This is Sahiha of Zurara ibn Ayyan, that Imam Baqir alayhi salam has taught this great dua to his one of the greatest companions, Zurara ibn Ayyan. So Imam says, "Wa Allahumma arifni hujjataka." Oh my Lord, give me the ma'rifat of your hujjat, because if you don't, zalaltu an deeni, I will be misled from my religion. And finally, before I get off the minbar, let me translate the hadith of the Prophet which I recited in the beginning of my speech, where Prophet has said that nahnu banu Abdul Muttalib. Look at the tone of Rasulullah. Look at how he's talking. Look at the courage of the Prophet. Prophet is saying, "Nahnu banu Abdul Muttalib, we, the children of Abdul Muttalib, ma adana baytun, there is no house which declared its enmity towards us, illa waqad khariba, except the house got devastated. Any house on the planet Earth that declared enmity towards us, the children of Abdul Muttalib, got destroyed. Wala awana kalbun, and there is no dog that barked upon us except the dog got an illness. Waman lam yusaddiq falyujarrib, whosoever does not certify, that means whosoever does not trust what I am saying, then okay, try doing that. You also do it. Do the enemy of the Ahlul Bayt, and you will find what happens to you. So we don't have, there is no option for a human to go against the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. There's no option for that. And this is what we need to learn as we are all in the event of celebrating the greatest Eid of Islam, the Eid of the Walayat and Taj Poshi of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam, that we learn that we don't care about the elected rulers. We care about the selected rulers of Allah. We don't care about those people or organizations or centers who are putting a ban on talking against the zulm and zalimeen of today, and then claiming that we are supporters of the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we are ready to disassociate from the zalimeen of yesterday. If you are true in your claim, actions speak louder, then why are you putting a ban on those people who are talking about the marhabs of today? You think Imam Ali al-Islam would spare the marhab of today? No. You think Imam Mahdi al-Islam is going to spare the marhab of today when he comes? So if we want to join the winning team, because anybody who is on the other side, that house got devastated. Anybody who barks against the Prophet and his people, that dog became ill. There is no option for a person to go and join that side. The only option for us, if we realize, is to join the winning team. And the winning team belongs to Imam Ali alayhi salam and his children. That's the winning team. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin, wakhzul al-Kuffar wal-Munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din, wakhzul man khazal al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wahfaz wa ayyid ulama'ana al-rabbaniyin wa maraji'ana al-rabbaniyin Nasim al-Wali al-Faqih qa'id al-Muslimin Allahumma ansur jiyush al-Muslimin wa asakir al-Muwahidin Allahumma fukka 'an al-usara' al-Muslimin Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarza wa ajjil fi faraj Mawlana sahib al-Zaman waj'alna min ansarihi wa ashya'ihi wa atba'ihi wa a'wanih بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين
Also there's a request for dua for our mu'mina so before we leave it's sawab to pray for our mu'mina who is ill so please let's read the ayat al-kareema for the shifa of muhtarama Fatima The wife of Ziya Naqvi. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Amman yujibul muhtarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'. Amman yujibul muhtarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات خاصة هذه المريضة المنظورة بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الميامين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام عليك يا صفة الله السلام عليك يا أمين الله السلام عليك يا محمد ابن عبد الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء سيدة النساء العالمين السلام عليك يا أبي الفضل العباس السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا غريب الغرباء السلام عليك يا معين الضعفاء والفقراء السلام عليك يا إمام علي بن موسى الرضا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك يا صاحب العصر والزمان السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن السلام عليك يا كامع الكفر والطغيان السلام عليك يا دافع الظلم والعدوان الأمان من فتنة الزمان السلام عليك يا إمام الزمان وعجل تعالى فرجهم شريف السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وجعلنا من أعوانك وأنصارك وأشيائك وأحبائك بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين